So what are you supposed to do about allergies? There are over-the-counter and prescription medications. There's medication in Europe that hasn't been approved here. And some people are taking locally harvested honey. But does that work? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Elena Gordon of WHYY in Philadelphia looks at what researchers say about this increasingly popular natural cure.
Grace Kennedy is combing through a shelf of honey inside a market in Philadelphia.
I'm looking at some wildflower honey, and they're all raw and untreated, completely natural.
And they're all local. Kennedy says that detail, honey made from bees in this region, drew her to this stand. She's looking for allergy relief.
They're terrible. Itchy eyes, sneezing, my lymph nodes swell up, runny nose. But if I'm just eating honey almost every day, then it's usually pretty fine.
Kennedy is not the only one seeking out local honey for allergies.
How comfortable are you with bees?
We'll find out.
Okay. If a bee starts running, like, you know, bouncing into your face, then you may want to take a walk.
Don Shump is a web developer turned beekeeper. He walks me to a mid-sized crate, maybe 1.5 feet long and deep, and lowers my microphone into the opening. Inside is a newly arrived colony of 20,000 or so bees. Shump runs the Philadelphia Bee Company. He says people with allergies have been flocking to him like bees to this hive.
You know, I get people responding all the time when they hear, you know, oh, you're an urban beekeeper. It's like, oh, do you make local honey? And it's like, yes. And it's like, that's good for allergies, isn't it? And, you know, my response is, you know, I'm torn between telling them, yes, absolutely, and, well, technically speaking, we're not really sure.
So is it any good for allergies?
The truth is, if you look through the literature, there is not a lot of credible published information that it actually works for anything.
T.V. Rajan teaches pathology at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. About 10 years ago, he sought an answer to the honey allergy question. He says the theory is based on a concept called oral tolerization. Think of it this way. Your immune system is an attack dog.
A very, very violent and very effective attack dog.
Rajan says allergies occur when the immune system, that attack dog, overreacts. It thinks pollen is an enemy when it's really not. So the idea is if you ingest honey containing traces of local pollen from bees, you can train your immune system to recognize those allergens as friends. Rajan put this theory to the test in a 2-year randomized controlled study. It was small, about 3 dozen participants. The results?
That it clearly does not work for adults.
Dr. John Cohn runs a busy allergy practice at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia. He doesn't see any real harm if people want to take honey anyway, unless they skip proven treatments that could really help them.
Our concern as physicians is those people who aren't feeling well, who aren't getting good relief, who aren't getting good results. And those people need to work with their doctor and come up with good, effective regimens so they can go out and play ball in the spring or watch their kids play ball or go on a picnic or do the other kinds of activities they enjoy.
Cohn says the honey theory also falls short because bees probably don't bring enough of people's spring allergens, like grass and trees, into the honey. And even if they did, the levels probably wouldn't be very high. Back at the market, Grace Kennedy picks a jar of honey and heads to the checkout counter.
Looks really good.
Kennedy acknowledges there may not be scientific backing to the honey theory.
Partly maybe it's psychosomatic, but I really do think that it helps.
Local beekeeper Don Shump says if Kennedy is looking for that hyper-local honey made from bees in her neighborhood, she's out of luck right now. His honeys often sell out long before spring allergy season. It'll take at least a few more weeks before this year's bees will have any new batches ready. For Here and Now, I'm Alana Gordon.